It is the vacation edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. That's because Frank and Ian and Dan and Mike Evans are all on vacation this week. The first three are in Mexico, as Frank just mentioned there, and Mike is on vacation in Hawaii this week, so he won't be with us, but later on Kate Meehan will join me. But while they're away, I'm Paul Harris, and I get to play. And you get to play as well if you'd like to take a shot at the Harris Challenge. The only thing that disqualifies you is if you've played in the last 30 days. But if you haven't and you'd like to play right now, the phone lines are open, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS. And it's a free call on your cell phone if you hit *KTRS. That'll get you right in here as well. After the challenge today, as I mentioned, Kate Meehan will fill in for Mike Evans. And I also have a new batch of knuckleheads in the news that I will share with you all coming up in this hour. But now let's play our Harris Challenge with our first contestant, and that's you, Ryan.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. This could be your chance to get big endorsement money if you were smart enough to work out an endorsement deal beforehand. If not, you can use it to say hello to the family. I will tell you something I have to repeat all the time, and that is, if you're going to mention your kid's name, if you're going to mention your kids, say their name. They love to hear it on the radio. Or, if you wanted to, you could also suck up to the boss. We've had people get promotions because they mention their boss's name on the radio here and use their 5 seconds wisely like that. So what are you going to do with it, Ryan?
Well, I don't. I didn't think about this soon enough, so I don't have any endorsements. But I would. How about we just tell everybody to keep right, except to pass, and traffic will move a lot better.
Okay, a public service message from Ryan, the Harris Challenge contestant. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories have been spinning around digitally all week long, and here they come spilling out. You tell me which of these three categories you'd like to start with, Ryan. We have grab your instrument, it's time for music class, or sports milestones, or animals aplenty.
Fresh sports milestones.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. We're going to start you with a one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can pass on any question you like and come back and finish it later as long as you have time before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark. That's when I will tally up your points, and if you get seven or less, you'll be punished. But if you get eight or more, you'll be rewarded with a prize chosen especially for you by this guy, the prize man, who normally would have a jingle here, but as I mentioned, we're on vacation relief week. So here filling in for the prize man is substitute prize guy Frank Ladd.
That's right, Paul. You have a choice, if you win, of one dozen donuts from Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
With two locations in Florissant and Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Or Werenberg movie passes to see Endless Love.
Werenberg.
Or the Lego movie.
Now, you get either of those if you get 8 points or more, but if you get all the questions right, that's 15 points. We call it a clean sweep, and you get both prizes. That's a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Ryan, your category is sports milestones. The clock is ready at 60 seconds. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What team did O.J. Simpson play for when he became the first NFL running back to rush for 2,000 yards in a season?
The Buffalo Bills.
Correct. Which NHL franchise was Maurice Richard with when he became the first player to score 50 goals in 50 games?
Was it the Canadians?
Correct. Who was the first major leaguer to hit 60 home runs in a single season?
Roger Maris.
Babe Ruth. Who was the first Olympian to score a perfect 10 in a gymnastics event?
Bruce Jenner.
Nadia Comaneci.
That's right.
Which team did Maury Wills play for when he became the first to steal more than 100 bases in a season in 1962?
The Brooklyn Dodgers or the Los Angeles Dodgers.
The correct answer is the Los Angeles Dodgers, and I'm going to give it to you. Ryan, you got the one, you got the two, you got the five. You just squeaked by with 8 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
All right.
Hang on. Frank will tell you how you get your prizes, and we will move on to our second contestant. Hello, Mike.
How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
All I got is coming out to the Moulash Reiner Circus March 20th through the 23rd at the Family Arena in St. Charles.
All right.
All I got.
Okay, that's good. We have Grab Your Instrument, It's Time for Music Class, Animals Aplenty, or our new third category, Pulitzer Prize-Winning Theater.
Let's do Animals Aplenty.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Mike, let's play the Harris Challenge. What word describes a cold-blooded animal that can live both on land and in the water?
Reptile.
Amphibian. What is the fastest land animal?
Pass.
What is a baby goose called?
Gosling.
Correct. If someone points at an animal and says, look at that vixen, are they talking about a wolf, a fox, or a whale?
A fox.
Correct, a female fox. What kind of bird has been clocked flying over 200 miles an hour? A bald eagle, a peregrine falcon, or a sparrow hawk?
Sparrow hawk.
Peregrine falcon. Back to the two-pointer. What is the fastest land animal?
Cheetah.
The cheetah has been clocked at over 70 miles an hour and pulled over on the Page Avenue extension and given a ticket. You got the two, you got the three, you got the four. That is 9 points, Mike, and you're a winner as well.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Nicely done. Stand by. Frank will get your information and tell you how you get your prizes. Here's contestant number three. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
For quality Union Screen Printing, go to wascoscreenprinting.com.
That's a good commercial endorsement right there. All right, here are the categories up on the board. Grab Your Instrument, It's Time for Music Class, Pulitzer Prize-Winning Theater, or our new third category, Who, What, Where?
I think we'll try Music Class.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Alex. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which tempo is faster, Allegro or Adagio?
Allegro.
Correct. Which vocal range is higher, tenor or baritone?
Tenor.
Correct. What orchestral job did Leonard Bernstein and Arthur Fiedler become famous for?
Pass.
What woodwind instrument is nicknamed the licorice stick?
Clarinet.
Clarinet is right. How many white keys are there on a regular piano?
Pass.
Back to the three-pointer. What orchestral job did Leonard Bernstein and Arthur Fiedler become famous for?
Oh, shoot. Pass.
How many white keys are there on a regular piano?
I'm just going to throw a stab at it, 96.
Of the 88 keys on the piano, there are not 96 white ones. There are 52 white keys and 36 black. And Bernstein and Fiedler were both conductors. So let's see how you did here. You got the one, you got the two, you got the four. Oh, that's only 7 points, Alex, and that means I am going to have to punish you.
Great.
We got the news about a week and a half ago that the man who will forever be known as Mr. Spock has come down with something called COPD. He blames it on his years of smoking cigarettes. It's a terrible lung disorder along the lines of emphysema and other lung diseases. So when we heard that news from Leonard Nimoy, I said, okay, well, we're going to have to bring Leonard back with respect for the punishment music today. And here he is to punish you, Alex.
I left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost 1 minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might have
been. There comes your chorus now.
Big wheel keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
I will say, having professional musicians behind him did make it sound a little bit better, didn't it?
I was going to say, I think that's some of the best punishment music I've heard in a while.
You're a sick man, Alex. Have a great night. Thanks for playing.
You too. Thank you.
Here comes contestant number four. Hello, Ed.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I don't want to talk about me. I want to talk about the U.S. Olympics hockey team. I thought they were great last week. They made my week, and I think everybody else is
and
too.
Still in it, going for the gold.
Yes, they are.
Now that the Russians are out, but I think we may end up with a USA-Canada game. Last time they played, that was the highest-rated Olympic hockey game of all time, even more than the Miracle on Ice in 1980. Let's see what we've got here, Ed, for you to choose from. Pulitzer Prize-winning theater or Who, What, Where?
How about Who, What, Where, Paul?
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what city did Mike Tyson bite Evander Holyfield's ear during a boxing match in 1999?
Pass.
Which war was ended with the signing of the Treaty of Versailles?
World War I.
Correct. Who was the first American woman in space?
Pass.
For 2 points each, name the two Indian tribes that wiped out Custer and his men at Little Bighorn in 1876.
The two tribes?
Yeah.
Sioux and Dakota?
Cheyenne. What's the name of the South Carolina military school that voted in 1996 to begin admitting women for the first time in 153 years?
Citadel.
Correct. What's that city where Tyson bit Holyfield?
Las Vegas.
Right before the buzzer, you got Las Vegas, and you are correct. The first American woman in space was Dr. Sally Ride, and the two Indian tribes were the Sioux and the Cheyenne. You got the Sioux right. So let's see. You got five. You got seven. You got 10 points there, Ed. Nicely done.
Cool.
Yeah, congratulations, and you're a winner, and that leaves us with our final contestant. Hello, Mike.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm a student teacher currently at St. Joseph's Academy, so it's a great school.
Looking to go into the teaching profession?
Yes, I am.
What grade do you want to teach?
I'm teaching high school, so it's 9 through 12.
All right. I take my hat off to you. We need good teachers to keep a great tradition of education going in this country. I hope you get the job that you want, and I hope it leads to a great long career for you.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Now, let's see how you can do with our pop quiz.
All right.
This category is Pulitzer Prize-winning theater. Mike, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Arthur Miller play revolved around the Lohman family?
Glass Menagerie.
Death of a Salesman. What 1976 musical was conceived by Michael Bennett from stories he heard from dancers in Broadway shows?
The Producers.
A Chorus Line. Which longtime Broadway favorite won his first Pulitzer for a show called Lost in Yonkers?
Pass.
For 2 points each, which two plays did Tennessee Williams win Pulitzers for?
A Streetcar Named Desire.
Yep.
And, oh boy.
You can pass if you want.
Pass.
Which David Mamet play became a movie starring Jack Lemmon and Al Pacino as real estate salesmen?
Oh. Yeah. It's not
what?
Like that. Yeah.
No, it was Glengarry Glen Ross.
I know absolutely nothing about theater. I'm glad I'm not teaching that.
I think we all are. The Tennessee Williams play was Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and it was Neil Simon who got his first Pulitzer for Lost in Yonkers. So all you got was 2 points for A Streetcar Named Desire, Mike, and that means I'm going to have to punish you as well. So let's return now to Mr. Spock.
I cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis. I pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city until I hitched a ride on the Riverboat Queen. Big wheel, keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning. Rolling, rolling. Rolling on the river.
The most amazing thing to me about that is that there were no backup singers to help him out. What were you going to say, Mike?
Oh, I just said thank you.
You're very welcome. Good luck with the career. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge.
All right, thank you.
We do it every day this week at 5:15, normally just on Fridays, but since I'm here, the challenge is here. Every day right around 5:15, you'll get a shot at playing tomorrow here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.